What are you saying, O blessed Paul? You did not come to Corinth to spare them. Surely you present us with somewhat of a contradiction. For just a bit earlier you said that you did not come because you did not decide based on earthly desires, nor are you your own boss, but you are led everywhere by the authority of the Spirit, setting forth your afflictions. But now you say it was your own choice not to come, and not due to the authority of the Spirit. You said, "To spare you, I refrained from coming to Corinth." So what should one say? Either this too was directed by the Spirit, and you wished to come, but the Spirit suggested you not to do so, stressing the motive of sparing them. Or else you are talking about another visit, implying that before writing the former letter, you intended to come and out of love, withheld yourself lest you should find them still unimproved. Perhaps also, after the second letter, though the Spirit no longer stopped you from going, you involuntarily stayed away for this reason. And this assumption is more likely that in the first instance, the Spirit forbade you, but afterwards upon your own belief that this was a better option, you stayed away.